Good morning.
Good morning.
Is everyone happy here?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. I prepared a sermon for 2 hours. Okay, let's pray. Father, I ask your Holy Spirit to guide me as I share your word. I pray for you to liberate angels to minister in this place, in this sanctuary. Father, we ask your Holy Spirit to speak to us this morning. We depend on you, Father, to share your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." What are you afraid of? What are you most afraid of? Are you afraid of spiders? Yes, are you? Who is afraid of snakes here? Raise your hand. I am too. When we are in the jungle every time, we have to pray a lot so we won't see any snakes in the trails. Yeah, you know, it's natural. There are some kind of fear that it's natural. You know, the kind of fear like you're going to cross the road and then you are afraid that the car can hit you and you are very careful when you're going to cross to the other side. We call this a natural fear that God put in us to protect us. When we started to work with the Jarawara tribe, fear dominated the village. The Jarawara were afraid of the spirits that live in the mud. In the jungle, there are different kinds of spirits. Spirits that live in the mud, spirits that live in the hills, spirits that live in the trees. And the Jarawara, they are afraid of these spirits. So when we started work with them, they had so many kinds of fear in their lives. And I understand because they didn't know Jesus. The light wasn't in their lives yet. So we know that when we are afraid, fear paralyzes us. When we are afraid, sometimes we start shaking and sweating because we are afraid of something. Sometimes fear torments us. Fear can also make us sick. Like, for example, sometimes you are afraid of eating because you are afraid of getting fat. So the fear of getting fat can cause anorexia. And sometimes you can also have the fear of public speaking, which can cause stuttering. The fear of flying can cause excessive sweating and rapid heartbeat. All these kind of fears. Sometimes I could ask you, have you ever felt afraid of anything? I don't want you to raise your hand because I believe so many of you have felt some kind of fear in your life. And I felt so many kinds of fear in my life. There were times when we were in that jungle out there with the Jarawara that Robert got very sick in the village, and I was afraid that Robert could die in the village. And there were times that I was really crying. But when I remember that the Lord was with us, and that He said, I will be with you always, and that comforted my heart in those times. Sometimes anxiety is the younger sister of fear. They work together. Anxiety, fear, they are related to each other. And if we let them control our lives, they will. They will control our lives. And you can say something like that, but the Lord says in His Word, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love." And then you can think, but why sometimes and many times I feel afraid? Because God did not give me the spirit of fear, but why do I feel afraid? How can I say? How can I answer to you your question? Because God did not make us robots. For example, God did not put a button in our backs and He pushes the button and He says, "Now you're going to feel courageous." And then you are very courageous because you are a robot. And then God can push a button again, and then He says, "Now you're going to feel afraid." And then He pushes, and, "Oh, I'm so afraid." He doesn't do this. He gave us the freedom to choose, to trust in Him. He wants for us voluntarily to trust in Him. Amen. There are two kinds of fear. The natural fear that God put in us to protect us. Like fear of crossing the road when cars are passing. Fear of speeding. Fear of jumping from a building. Who is afraid of jumping from a building? I am. So this is a kind of fear that we need to have. Because if you're not afraid of jumping from a building, you want to commit suicide. You're crazy. You are demon-possessed if you want to commit suicide. But the second kind of fear, I talk about the natural kind of fear that protects our lives, you know. But the second kind is the fear that makes us prisoners, unhappy, insecure, and unfruitful. This kind of fear prevents us from enjoying life. This kind of fear isolates us, paralyzes us. And this is the kind of fear that we need to be free of it. Amen.
Amen.
Who is here this morning who already felt afraid? Me. I'm afraid so many times. And are you afraid of saying that you have been afraid? Excuse me. Peter, he felt afraid. Remember when he was walking on the water? Jesus said, "Come." And Peter started walking on the water. And when he looked around, he started feeling afraid of the wind and everything. And then he starts sinking. And Jesus held his hand and helped him. Elijah, he felt afraid too. He was afraid that Jezebel was going to kill him. And I feel afraid. You feel afraid. It's all right. Many times we feel afraid. But when the fear is controlling us, is making us a prisoner, we need deliverance. Are you afraid of making friends? Are you afraid of looking to someone and looking someone as someone's eyes? There are people that they talk to you like this. They are so afraid of other people. But you know, you can be free of that. We as humans feel fear. Sometimes we feel a lot of fear. Sometimes we feel less fear. And they don't even, there are people that they don't even fear God. This is the other extreme. You can be afraid, you cannot be afraid, but if you're not fear God, it's an extreme. So can we overcome fear? Let's say yes.
Yes.
Amen. We can overcome fear in the name of Jesus. Let's see some steps that can overcome fear. The first step is be humble. Recognize that you need help. There are so many people that are afraid, but they do not recognize that they are afraid. We need to be humble and say, I'm afraid. I'm going to be humble right now and tell you guys. Many times I felt afraid of flying. There were times that we were in the airplane, the other airplane about the same size, that has only one motor, and this one motor stops moving. And then you can be in heaven forever. So many times I was flying over the jungle, and something came in my mind. Oh, what would happen if this airplane falls and we all die? No one will find our bodies in this jungle. All this kind of crazy fear. And that fear came in my mind. And then I said, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. You have no place in my life. Get out of me. Get out of my mind. And the fear goes. You need to rebuke the fear of your life. Amen.
Amen.
Other thing that you can do, be open to receive help. Ask help. You can say, Pastor, or son, a friend, or a sister, or a brother, I am feeling afraid. Can you pray for me? Confront your fears in Jesus' name. How can you confront your fears? For example, if you are afraid of speaking or reading the Bible in public, you can say, Pastor, can you give me a verse to read in front of the church? And the pastor, oh, sure, yes! And then you come here and read this verse. And then you face the fear. And you say, fear, you're not going to have place in my life anymore. If you are afraid of praying in public, say, Pastor, can you ask me to pray in public? And then, sure. Pastor's going to say, sure. And then you go and you pray in public. Okay, there are many ways that you can overcome fear. Another one, keep your eyes in Jesus. Focus on Him and take steps of faith. Like, for example, if you have difficulty to make friends, there are people that have just one person all the time. Every time, everywhere they go, they are alone. They don't have friends because they are afraid of making friends and talk to someone. So what you can do? Steps of faith. Today I'm going to make two friends. And then you go out. Today I'm going to make two friends. Today I'm going to make two friends. And you go, today I'm going to make two friends. In Jesus' name. And today you can start making friends in the church. Talk to someone. Hello, this is my name. I'm my name. My name is Friend. My name is Friend. My name is Friend. My name is Friend. And you can make new friends. Excuse me. And this is the way that you can overcome fear. Facing it. Other thing that you can do, other step is renew your mind. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Amen. Dave, could you please bring me some water? My bottle was there somewhere.
Frank, reach down.
Right here. I found it. Thank you. And don't be afraid that the preacher will take too much time preaching. Okay. In the beginning of this message, I talk about that the Jarawaras, they were afraid of so many things, afraid of the evil spirits, that one spirit would get him in the jungle and eat him. He was afraid of that. But the good news of Jesus arrived in that jungle. Woo! Hallelujah! God spoke to this man right there, David Irvin, and said, I want you in Brazil. And God spoke to this little Brazilian girl, friend, and he said, friend, I want you in the mission field. And he put us together. David from the States, I am from the northeast of Brazil in a big town. I was a teacher in a school. I love to go to the beach. I was a teacher in a school. And God take me from my big city to put in the middle of the jungle. Oh my goodness, I suffer so much. I really suffer with all those bugs, mosquitoes, and the Jarawaras, they would go to our house to see us every day. We were recently married. Still in honeymoon. Every day the Jarawara, lunchtime, breakfast, honey, going to visit us. And they would sit down there and watch us. We were TV for them. Like that. What are you going to eat today, David? What are you going to do now? Where are you going? And they would say, we're going to the outhouse. Don't go. So, but when we got there, we brought the good news of Jesus for the Jarawara. And when the Jarawaras were having trouble in the village with people very sick, there was a time in the village, almost the whole village was sick. They were in their hammocks sick because they have a very low resistance and they get disease. They get a cold. They can die just with a cold. Pneumonia. And I was treating them, giving medicine, and David helping. I was so tired of taking care of so many sick people in the village. And one day we decided, and they knew that there was an oppression over the village. Spirit of sicknesses, walking, working in the village. And David and I decided to walk around the village. And then we started walking around the village and praying. Walking and praying. And the Jarawaras were looking, what are they doing? They were looking at us because we decided to go around the village praying and rebuking all those diseases from the village. And we were rebuking those evil spirits from the village in the name of Jesus. And you know what happened? I'm going to make the story shorter. And after almost 5 years working in a village, finally, the first Jarawara accepted Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! And the first said to the second, I know, I think you want to accept Jesus, don't you? And he wrote a letter for the lady who today, she is the pastor of the church. She accepted Jesus today. She's the pastor. And after a while, many of them were baptized. And I can remember as today, the first day that we had, it was 6 or 7 days baptized.
Six
Jarawara were baptized in that little stream in the middle of the jungle. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we're not also afraid of going to that jungle and live among the Jarawara and eat what they eat and wash our clothes in their stream and be in the hot sun with them. We're not afraid. We had to be there, raise our children there, and be witnesses of Jesus for them. And they could see in us Jesus, and they started to get to know this Jesus. Who is this Jesus that they are not afraid of the evil spirits? Jesus must be stronger. I want Jesus too. I believe they thought that. And I'm going to enclose. Before we left Brazil, coming to the States at this time, we went to visit Abafanã. Abafanã means fish head, the name of a woman. She has this name, fish head. No, it's fish woman. Her name is fish woman, woman fish, what? And she's an old Jarawara woman who was at the end of her life. She was very ill. She had to live with an oxygen tank. There were three oxygen tanks at her room in the hospital in Porto Velho, where the base of YWAM is. It was her third case of tuberculosis. We were adopted in the Jarawara tribe, and she was like my mother. That's Abafanã. You can see her. She was like my mother. She was in agony, having difficulty to breathe. She had something in her nose, and we decided to go in the hospital to visit her. I took my guitar. It was exactly this guitar that I played today. I took to the hospital the guitar. And we got into the room, Dave and me and other Jarawara that were at the base studying Bible study. They went with us too. All these already Christians. Hallelujah. We got there in the hospital and we started singing in the Jarawara language. We sing to the Lord in the Jarawara language. We sing to the Lord. And when she heard us sing in her language, her eyes changed. The agony that she was feeling, she started thinking about, and she just was enjoying Jesus' presence in that hospital at that time. And we prayed for her, and I couldn't handle, I was crying because I saw her suffering so much. My mother. And the nurses of the hospital, they came to inside of the, close to the door to see us singing, to hear the songs. We sing in Portuguese, we sing in Jarawara. And we prayed for her, and later, after we came to the States, and we received an email. I think it was the first email of this Jarawara lady. She was accompanying Abafanã in the hospital. And she wrote this email for us, and she said that Abafanã said like that, "Katya, Katya is the girl. Katya, get my suitcase. Pack my stuff. You know what time is it?" And she said the time. "You know, soon I'm going to leave. I'm going to travel. I'm going to live in a big house. A big house. The style of house that the Indians had in the past." And she said, "You will remember all my words that I'm going to tell you." So she wrote, she said many things that I cannot tell you. I have the email with me. It's big email. And she said, "You're going to remember. Where I am going, you're not going with me yet. Because I will live forever in the beautiful house of the Lord." She said this. She wasn't afraid of death. And you know, after some hours, maybe it was about 2 in the morning or something, she breathed deeply and she died. And she passed to be with the Lord. A Jarawara woman, she served the evil spirits, but now she was saying that she was going to live with the Lord. Hallelujah. Not afraid of death. Not afraid of the spirits. She was acting as if she were going to a short trip to be with the Lord. Jesus said, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can men do to me? Hallelujah. Is there anyone here this morning who is struggling to overcome fear? Please come. Come. Come here for word. We'd like to pray for you. I'll be singing a song. Linda's going to help me. And while we're singing, you can come. We're going to pray for you. Don't be afraid of saying that you are afraid. Okay? Don't be afraid of come here for us to pray for you. Don't be afraid. You need to face the fear in your life. Maybe you're not afraid of anything, but you know someone in your family has this problem of fear, anxiety. You can come here and represent someone in your family. I'm not afraid, but I want to represent my sister. I'm not afraid, but I want to represent my mother. She's not here, but I'm coming to receive prayer for my mother, for my father, for my husband, for my son, for my daughter. Don't be afraid. I've come here. Linda, come. And David and the pastor, they'll be here to pray for you. afraid, Father. Touch this person right now in Jesus' name. So this person will be set free from fear. Touch, Father.
I don't think anything else can be said. There's no sense in being afraid. And so as we go from here today, let us go from here in strength and in understanding that we are not given a spirit of timidity, that we are given a spirit of strength. Now I pray upon each and every one of you as we depart from here today in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that you will find your feet be made to walk upon whatever path He chooses. And that whatever trials and tribulations await for you this week, they'll be washed away. And that we meet together again here or wherever on the street. If the Spirit tarries continually, if it doesn't, we will be in heaven. Praising God. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you.